the Panic Zone. I'm Steve Drury. God bless America. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Drury Show. I'm glad you're here. We speak truth to stolen power every day. Stone cold truth. Are you ready for it? Because here we go. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Michigan Democrats making a move to unseat Iowa and New Hampshire to start the 2024 nominating process for president. That'll sure make waves. We'll tell you about that. Number two, John Durham has been slow in delivering on his much-anticipated investigation into the origins of the Russian collusion hoax, focused on former President Donald Trump, but man, is it exploding now. And number three, before we get to that brewing scandal, another dumpster fire is taking over in Washington, and that is the tawdry, sordid, and repulsive tales that are Hunter Biden. And as Peter Schweitzer puts it, the Biden crime family. Hunter Biden is a guy that, by all accounts, plus numerous pictures and gut-wrenching videos, really loves to spend time with prostitutes while getting hammered on booze and illegal drugs like crack and cocaine. He's also a guy that, despite being a three-time loser, who refuses to pay child support, we're told, and a guy who got tossed out of the Navy for failing his drug test, he is somehow a guy that is magically able to attract tens of millions of dollars from lucrative contracts and sometimes even bringing home deals in excess of $1 billion. That's with a B. His antics, front page news of the New York Post back in the fall of 2020, just before his dad, we're told, also magically collected 81 million votes. All the information, including emails tying Joe Biden to shady pay-to-play deals and big payouts for no apparent reason from places like Russia, Ukraine, and China. During his campaign, Joe Biden lashed out and insulted anyone who dared to ask about Hunter's dirty deals and how they might be connected to him. But we now know the laptop the New York Post reported on before being silenced across social media and being mocked by the vast majority of the corporate media outlets, that laptop is real, as we knew. The pictures are real. The videos are real. The prostitutes, not sure, don't care. And possibly underage girls engaging in sex with Hunter. It's all real, the laptop, the drugs. The most notable emails, of course, confirming Joe Biden was getting cut in on the cash, a lot of cash, and in a big way, it's all there. But Joe won't admit to any of it. I mean, did you really expect him to? Come on. But it's coming to a head. And I want you to remember when Joe Biden freaked out. We're going to go back to 2020, when he freaked out on an Iowa voter who accused him and Hunter of illegal and corrupt behavior, which was all true, apparently. Listen to this.
You're selling access to the president just like you do.
So you got a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I don't like it up and no, let them go. Let them go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on it? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take my detail. Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it.
My son hasn't done anything wrong. There's no case for my son doing anything wrong except for this laptop. And isn't it remarkable? Miranda Devine ran this exclusive. She had it nailed. She had it absolutely nailed in the fall of 2020. And yet, the New York Post was silenced on Twitter and Facebook. People that retweeted or reposted the story were also silenced. It was an effort across the media, across the Democrat Party, which at the time and still are one and the same most of the time, to silence the truth about a laptop that showed evidence of Joe Biden as part of the graft, being paid off for his name. And here in this clip, candidate Biden goes on to say even more that has all turned out to be a complete fabrication. Listen to this.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's what I hear on MSNBC.
Oh, you don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument with you, man.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, yeah, you do, but look, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It looks like you don't have
any
more backbone
than the Trump guy.
Let him talk.
Any other questions?
Yeah, all right.
I'm not voting for you. Well, I knew you weren't, man. You think I thought you'd stand and vote for me? You're too old to vote for me. All right, here we go. Come back here.
And there you have it. Of course he's out. I had nothing to do with my son. Of course he did. So that's one scandal that's going on. The Hunter Biden scandal growing. The far-reaching graft, the selling of influence getting bigger every day. Here's one more bit of information on it. Listen to this from Jen Psaki.
On another topic, was it common for President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids?
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comments on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
A college recommendation letter, though, from at the time a former vice president would be a big deal. So do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen, by the way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
But he's the president now, and you're his spokesperson.
Correct. And he was not the president at the time of this report.
You know, it just doesn't matter. See, it becomes circular logic there. Speaking of the media, though, in bed with the Biden family and the Biden crime cabal, as they've called it in many places, and I can't deny it. Here's a good example. Lying Joe Scarborough, back in 2020, mocked the Hunter Biden story. He mocked the laptop story, called it hokey. He called it false. Guess what? Now he says it's the real thing. These people are such a joke, but you have to hear it. Go.
New York Post comes out with it. They're the only one that comes out with it. And then it is banned on social media.
That's bad.
It's horrific.
That's bad.
Because, again, it is, I think we have to, you have to say it. It's a real story.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, it's a real story. No kidding. It was a real story when the New York Post put it out. Their sourced story in the fall of 2020 that was covered up to protect Joe Biden and help him get elected. How's that turned out for everybody? Honestly, how's that turned out for you and me and everybody else in this country? Dismal would be a polite way to put it. I can think of other adjectives, but it is a family program after all. But dismal. Joe Biden is inept, incompetent, incontinent, and a lot more. Joey, I need a new diaper. No kidding, Joe. Shut up. That's what we got. For the media not doing its job. For the media, in fact, not just not doing its job, but going to great lengths to do the job of the campaign. Now, that's just one part of the problem here today. The rest is the Durham investigation. And coming up a little bit later, John Solomon will be here to sort out the timeline of that scandal. All right? Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.